Hi, welcome to another episode of the Inside Windows Phone Show. Today with us, we have Team Dave. So why don't you introduce yourselves?
Dave Relier, I'm the dev lead for the Silverlight Toolkit team. We have a bunch of controls here that we've been working on. Hope you find them useful in the apps you may be writing. And we're looking forward to showing them to you.
Hi, my name is David Ensign. I also work on the toolkit. Also worked on the Silverlight toolkit, so I've been on toolkit for a while. We had a good time writing these, and I'm looking forward to seeing people use them.
So, guys, first of all, I guess there might be people who don't know what the toolkit is. So a little bit of history. Can you introduce what the toolkit is, what the history is behind it?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. The toolkit is something we started doing for Silverlight 3 and 4 and 2 as well. The idea is to put some controls together sort of out of band and release them maybe a little more frequently than the core Silverlight product releases at. Sometimes we'll have some things we're trying out, and sometimes we're going ahead and trying to match some demanded controls that people are really looking for that they don't have. So we just try to fill the gaps and sort of flesh out the platform.
Yep, and we ship them with source code?
That's right.
Where do we put them?
CodePlex. So go to CodePlex, silverlight.codeplex.com is where you'll find this stuff, and it's full source code, and it's under a very permissive license, so people are welcome to take it and run with it.
Okay, and now today we're talking only about a toolkit for Windows Phone. So maybe you can tell us what you've done so far.
Yeah, well, this is the first release of the Silverlight for Windows Phone toolkit. We have six main things, if you count date and time pickers separate. We have a toggle switch, we have context menu, date picker, time picker, wrap panel, which we ported from the other toolkit, and a gesture service. And we'll run through these here so you can get an idea of what they do.
Cool. Okay. Maybe you can just show us.
Start at the top.
Okay.
Yep.
So toggle switch. This is a pretty common request from people who are trying to match kind of the core phone UI. You'll see these in the phone, typically in the settings app or other places. So we've gone ahead and done a similar one. We've got the same behaviors. You can tap to switch, or you can sort of drag and flick it over. I'm using a mouse, so some of the gestures are a little weird here. We'll do it on the phone later. And of course, we've got a model that makes sense for Silverlight developers. So there's a content property, and you can put the content in. We've got a header, so you can put the header in. And when you do that, you can trust that the right thing will happen for the control. You'll get the right styles automatically. You'll get the right appearance. Things will match the conventions on the phone with margins and colors and everything else.
So toggle switch is easy for people to think they can do it, but I like that you guys have done it because then the gestures are more standardized, which is the big deal for me. Like, I have 3 toggle switches from other projects, but I'm looking forward to just moving to this one and being standardized where I have the right gesture everywhere.
Matching the actual phone UX has been very important to us. So that we've all the controls, that's what we try to do, is match it as closely as we can so that everything looks the same.
Okay. What other ones do we have?
So next on the list here is context menu. This is another one that a lot of people see in different places on the phone. So it says tap and hold here, so I'll do that with the mouse. When I do that, you can see the background sort of shrink down in the typical phone manner. We've got the little entrance animation for the context menu, and then you can make your choice, and you can see that that's reflected.
Yep.
What we've done here is taken the Silverlight 4 toolkits context menu and ported it over to phone. So this is a 100% WPF subset compatible, Silverlight compatible context menu implementation. So this button here shows off iCommand support, which, if people are familiar with iCommand, these are little menu items that can be informing the application of state changes.
So we don't actually recommend blinking menu items.
Yeah, don't blink them. This is more of a show off scenario here, but. You can see that kind of thing is just naturally supported. And then, of course, some people might not like the background sort of zoom in, zoom out behavior, so we've provided an option for folks to opt out of that, and that's just an is zoom enabled property on context menu.
Nice. I like that you've taken, again, the animations, the gestures, everything there is pretty standard, and you've actually tweaked the background.
Yeah. One of the things we've also done, wherever possible, we put sort of configurable stuff in the controls template. So this is Silverlight. People expect to be able to customize stuff. So you can actually go in and change some of the stuff around if you prefer, you know, different behaviors.
Okay. What else do we have?
The other thing, date and time picker. This is something you'll see in settings as well, and in sort of Outlook, contact. You can imagine these on a variety of scenarios. So this is, again, the sort of system behavior. You click the thing, you get a little pop-up, and these have these interactive little spinny guys, which, again, the animation is nice on the phone. We'll probably show that in a bit. And then you can switch between. It shows the little day as you choose. You can pick things. Context menu is done for you automatically, and then when the user is happy, they can say done. You get the nice little, you know, fade in, turnstile animation on the way out.
Wow.
Same for time. They look very similar. There's a lot of code sharing behind the scenes here, but this whole notion of, you know, AM, PM, these different selector guys. And actually, it's one of the interesting things is these spinning selectors. So what we've gone ahead and done with these is made them somewhat available. Maybe Dave wants to talk about that.
Yeah, it's just a primitive that sits on top of a data source with a specific interface that does an infinite list that can loop if you want it to. It's really built for this, but it's something that people could tweak and figure out different fun things to do with.
Yeah, I was thinking when I saw that, I was thinking I have to check the code to see other ways. Because I can use, like, I've used your context menu to build other controls already. And I was looking at the spinning, thinking, did they virtualize it? Did they?
Oh, yeah, it actually does data and UI virtualization, so yeah, it's kind of
those
cool.
Things are hard, so.
Yeah.
And the good thing is this ships as source, so mm-hmm. people can actually go in, crack it open, you know, take the code. It's mm-hmm. MSPL or?
That's right.
Okay, so yeah. They can do anything they want with the code, you know, ship it, you know, reuse it on their own controls and everything else.
Yeah, the date and time pickers actually look a little better on the phone. So why don't you just show them? Go ahead, show them on the phone what it's going to look like.
All righty. So date and time picker. We'll pull up the sample application here and open the app.
Okay.
Be spinny controls that you're probably seeing on the phone itself, and of course we've got all the same behaviors. We can tap on one of these to select something or tap to switch, and you get all the sort of contextual things. Similarly, the time picker looks just the same. We've got the same kind of behavior, and the same AM, PM, yes, no, cancel selection, and turnstiles.
Not quite as exciting, but still very useful. It's a wrap panel. We just ported that over. It's actually in a panorama, and wrap panels are very useful in panoramas for wide items. So you can see I've got a wide panorama item here. I mean, it's a wrap panel. It wraps. It's in the toolkit. You can use it.
Yeah, wrap panels are fairly trivial, but it's very useful for orientation and for things that can go wide and everything else.
Yep.
So it's nice to see it.
Yep. Yeah. Plenty of people have brought it over from the other toolkit. We just thought it was valuable enough. We just put it in this one.
Yep.
Last thing is the gesture helper. This lets you get, tap, double tap, hold, drag with begin, delta, and complete, flick, and also pinch gestures. And I can't do on here. I can't show the pinch stuff. So let's cut to the cut to the phone, and I'll show you on there. Okay, this is the gesture service. And it just provides some handy events for touch input. So we have drag, tap, pinch as well. And the pinch has rotation and scale information on it. And tap and hold. The other thing that we have that's nice is flicks. See, I don't know if you can see on the bottom there, it tells you that it was a vertical flick. It tells you the angle and the X and Y velocity of the flick. So much of this information is available. There's a whole bunch of different ways of getting input, but we've put it all together here for you in the gesture listener. And it's been useful for us writing the other controls, and we hope it's useful for you as well. Okay, so that was the gesture helper. And that Those are the main controls here that we've got for this, our first release of the Silverlight for Windows Phone Toolkit.
Okay. So again, this is available on Coplex today when this goes live. We'll link to it. And obviously, there'll be more stuff coming. How do people communicate back to you guys? Is it go to Coplex, drop you an email, go to your blog? How do we, you know, how do people get back to you with bugs? How do people get back to you with what they want?
Any of the above kind of works. One really good way to do it is on Coplex. There's a work item tracking system there that allows people to vote on issues they find important. And we really have sort of historically listened to that. It helps to say, you know, if one person says something, well, you know, it's hard to sell. But if 30 people are saying, hey, you really need to do something, you know, X, Y, Z, then it's good information, you know, and it helps prioritize fixes versus new features.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Silverlight Control Toolkit for Windows Phone on Coplex, and go and engage with them. Thanks, guys.
Silverlight.coplex.com.